Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to write a post-interview follow-up letter. After an interview, it is appropriate to follow up with the employer by way of a thank you letter, either in the form of a short note, an email, or a formal letter. A post-interview follow-up letter will show your potential employer that you are grateful for the interview opportunity and also committed to the position. A follow-up letter will also give you one last opportunity to make an impression. Who should you write the follow-up letter to? An interview follow-up letter can be sent to someone who has forwarded valuable information to you, either by phone or in person, an individual who is helpful in some way at a career fair, or a general contact to whom you wish to develop a good business relationship. A simple follow-up letter showing your appreciation can be handwritten and therefore more informal. We recommend using this type of follow-up letter in situations when you have a brief on-site visit with someone in respect to a job posting or offer, or for the person that helped you in a small but significant way. Emailing an interview follow-up letter is acceptable if it has been your standard form of correspondence with your contact, or if he or she has suggested this option. A hard copy follow-up letter, a formal type document, is considered to be appropriate under any circumstances, and especially after an interview. Please refer to our post-interview follow-up letter example to see how to format and write this type of letter. Time your response right. If you're writing a follow-up letter as a follow-up to an interview, make sure to do it within 48 hours of meeting the prospective employer. This letter will serve to show your appreciation for his or her time and interest in you as a potential candidate. We'll restate your interest in the company and will clearly indicate that you understood the relevance of showing your gratitude as a form of good business sense. Even if you are not hired for the particular position, your recipient may remember you for other opportunities, based on your professional etiquette. They may also recommend another opportunity for you in your candidate rejection letter. Keep the lines of communication open. Some employers will indicate their plans for a post-interview follow-up meeting during the interview. For example, they might provide a time frame from which you will receive a response and what means you will receive it. In this case, the purpose of the letter will be to thank them for their time and indicate you're looking forward to hearing from them, reiterating the time frame and contact information they suggested. If you do not hear from the employer within a few days after the end of their time limit, it is acceptable to call and politely inquire about the application and the job in question. Life being what it is, unforeseen delays could have part in the processing schedule. If your interviewer did not mention a plan for following up, we recommend using your thank you letter to inquire about this. Remember to include the particulars of your interview, namely the time and place of the interview and the name of the interviewer, if it is not the person to whom you are addressing your follow-up letter. A polite inquiry shows that you are interested in the job and may give a person a gentle reminder to be in touch with you in the future. Good luck! If you require help with any of your employment documents, be it a cover letter, resume, or thank you letter, feel free to submit it to our resume editors for a professional review. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.